welcome to episode 264 of the AFK podcast for the week of May 4th, 2020. I'm your host, Flynn, and this is the PC gaming podcast from Gamers Like You. Joining me this week are my co-host, Whitney.
Hello.
Logan.
Hello.
And Curlin.
What's up?
What's up, guys? I am exhausted. I think for the most part, the virtual LAN yesterday went pretty good. We saw a lot of people that I haven't seen or talked to in a while. Chainshot came by. I know Rickane was in the text chat. I didn't get a chance to play with him, but I got a chance to play with NQWERTY and Ceramic Dragon. So it was good to see some old friends coming back to say hi and play some games. And then we had a lot of the local guys I know here show up. And, you know, other people were in and out as the day went on. I gamed for 14 hours straight, so I only made it to, like, midnight. And I'm still pretty tired. I could go to sleep right now. But otherwise, it was a good time. I mostly played Call of Duty because that's... You know, mostly everyone was playing, and I know another group broke off to go play the Division 2, and it was a good time. I know my son had a good time. He was actually on there streaming with me, which was fun for him.
Yeah, I was watching you play a ton yesterday. I wasn't able to jump on Discord because of family crap happened, but I was off and on watching you guys stream that for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yes. I was there for a while watching, I think, towards the start or something. I was kind of sad. I was like, I need y'all to play Valorant.
there's a couple guys now that are going to play Valorant. I set up a Valorant chat channel and a discussion thread. And I think they reached out to you as well about maybe getting a team together.
They did.
It's very cool. It's that's what I was hoping would happen. So... other than that, I've got nothing else for me. How about you, Whitney? How was your week?
Oh, it was a pretty boring week. I am actually getting pretty close to finishing Nier, which I'm pretty excited. Apparently, I'm like a few hours off. I thought the last time I played, I was close. And then, I know, I'm so excited. And, oh my goodness, rip my heart, Pascal. I seriously, you can go back. I cried. I don't know if I could finish it. It's an emotional roller coaster for sure.
You can finish it.
Oh no, I will. I was actually thinking I might finish it tonight or tomorrow. Kind of depends. But other than that, a lot of Valorant. So kind of excited. We all play together. As long as, like I said, you know, I get spooked pretty easily, so.
Yeah, I'll try to get into the beta. I put a link in the discussion thread. There's supposed to be a link in that article where it tells you how to get a beta invite.
It's really easily, or real easy. You can go to their site. Right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Maybe after the next cast, we can play it a little bit.
Heck yeah.
If you're up for it.
Heck yeah, I am. Oh, other than that, last time everybody kept talking about BioShock, and so I went through and I started replaying BioShock Infinite, and I've never really played BioShock 1 or 2, and I've played BioShock Infinite once before, so I'm just refreshing myself on the story, and I'm like, I don't know how you get from that setting to, I'm curious, I guess, from that setting to the story and what I've heard from the other games, so...
I don't think that they directly tie together, but there's reference in there. I don't remember it being like, oh God, this is like BioShock 3, but they named it something else. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a connection, but it's not a direct connection.
Right.
No,
right.
Well, just the whole connection of it all. So I know they're not extremely like directly connected, but they are in the same universe, and there's a story that ties together there. So.
Yeah.
Which I'm really enjoying BioShock Infinite. I didn't appreciate it as much before, I don't think, but kind of really appreciating the story. I've been like, just that slow crawl through where you're checking every little nook and cranny for every. It's been that kind of run.
Yeah, it has an amazing ending too. I won't spoil anything for you. Have you have played it before? Is it a second playthrough?
It's my second playthrough.
Okay, so you have seen the ending.
A few years, but I mean, you can go ahead.
No, I was just going to comment that the ending was kind of clever how they did it, and it
From
was kind of a twist. It was a really good ending.
But that's been it for me.
Okay, Logan, how about you? What you been playing?
So, over the last month and a bit, I've been gathering up a bunch of retro games, going to get ready to throw them all into an arcade system. So I got some stuff on the go, and I started playing those games. And I played for about 18 minutes before I shut that shit down and said, fuck that. Nostalgia's a hell of a drug, and oh my God, these games suck ass. I played Ghost of Goblins.
They're hard. Oh,
I literally played, I think, for 3 minutes before I rage quit that shit. I'm like, nope. No way.
Ghost and Goblins was a notorious quarter eater.
Yeah. They made it like that on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could sit there. I could play Bubble Bobble all day long. That will take my money like no problem.
Yeah, I think I got to find the right games because I was doing like Ghosts and Goblins.
Gauntlet, bro. That was my game.
Yeah, Gauntlet I'll do all day and all night. Hold on, I got to see what else I did.
Valkyrie needs food.
Wizard shot the food. Goddamn wizard. Castlevania, Sonic, Mega Man X. Oh my God, I hated every last second of all of those games I played. There was nothing redeeming at all. So I called my son in, and we did actually play some two-person Street Fighter 2. And I'm not good at the fighter game, so he whooped my ass. He whooped my ass good. So he enjoyed it. Me, not so much. So what else did I do? I loaded up XCOM Enemy Unknown for the first time ever. And I played through the first couple missions. And it was a good little game, and I'll probably get back into that a bit. And today
it
I played...
It gets hard.
Yeah, I know.
It gets
you know what
really
I hate,
hard.
I hate that you can't get attached to your squad members, that they're supposed to be disposable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the game cheats.
I'm sure that's going to make me rage.
It will eventually.
I have no shame. I will scum save the hell out of it.
It gets to a point though where it gets so hard to not fail a mission that I rage quit after a point. I got to a point and I'm like, this is freaking impossible, and I logged out and then never went back.
Maybe I'll go down onto easy mode then, because I'm right at normal now. And I have no shame. I don't care. I have very limited gaming minutes, and they better make them count. So,
right. Yep.
And today, I booted up Streets of Rage 4, because I've got the Xbox Ultimate, so I played that on my PC. I wish I would have played that yesterday, because that would have been an awesome LAN game. Like, it really needs more than one player. It's fine. It's awesome as a one-player game. But you can just tell that it's missing a bit of je ne sais quoi, and that is it's missing multiplayer. So I think multiplayer would really, really make that game a lot of fun. But yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
You know, and speaking of the LAN, I plan on doing more of these virtual LANs. You can call it a virtual LAN / game night. And to any of our listeners, if you don't have a webcam, it's okay. You can still show up. Half the people at the virtual LAN were not using webcams. They were just, they'd get in a channel with us and they just wouldn't have the camera on. It's no big deal. So don't let that hold you back from showing up. I'll definitely, when I do these, I'll announce them on our Facebook page and Twitter. And, even if it's not a LAN night or a game night, it's pop into our Discord. See, if I'm in there and I'm in the Call of Duty channel and you want to play Call of Duty, hop in the channel with me. I'll play with you. Curlin, what about you? How was your week? What's on your playlist?
Well, I haven't played a whole heck of a lot of nothing, but I'm on, I'm like halfway through the final season of The Wire. So that's been my weekend, man. You can see I'm in the living room right now. Like, I literally haven't moved from this spot a whole lot. Right now, I got two laptops in front of me. I bought a new TV last weekend. after 20 years of buying people's hand-me-downs, I finally got a new one. So, yeah, it's just been that. I did fire up a little bit of Nier to try out how the new joints looks with the Xbox and the PlayStation, and played a little bit of Resident Evil. I finally was able to get RE3 to behave long enough to get past a spot that was crashing in wine on my rig. So, yeah. Other than that, it's been a good 2 weeks.
Tell me about your new TV. I want to know what you got.
I got a 55-inch Samsung Q60R.
Is that OLED?
QLED.
QLED.
QLED. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been dying to buy a new TV because I've always wanted to have an OLED.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a spot right here that I use for my big screen gaming.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got our Monopoly money up here. So I've been looking at the B9 and the C9 from LG.
Yeah.
And I bought it literally 3 weeks ago on a Saturday because it was on sale, and I brought it home. And it had to just sit back there for a couple of days because I wasn't quite ready to put it up. Monday, I roll into work, and I'm instantly inundated with rumors about, hey, thanks to the COVID crap, blah, 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 layoffs might be looming.
No.
So Monday afternoon, I take it right back to the store.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. Like this one, I was looking at the LGs, but they were a little bit too proud of those for my taste.
Yeah.
So I got this Samsung here. I didn't want to go too big because of the space downstairs, and I couldn't go too small because if you go larger, smaller than 50 inches, then you lose FreeSync on their panels that have that built in.
Yeah.
So I got the 55-inch refurb at a Micro Center and added their 3-year warranty for an extra $100. And I was like $600 out the door.
Oh, see, I'm looking at the original bill for mine was $3,500. Yeah. Now that's Canadian money. So
Carolyn, how many inches?
That might be $2,000. I think he said 55.
Yeah, it's a 55.
For $600?
It was $499, and the Micro Center warranty for 3 years was $100. Yeah, it was $100.
Sweet, that's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going 65. I think because my eyes are shit. They're going to hell. So I might be blind in a few years. So I want to be able to see this while I can. So it's going to be massive right here. But I think you can see the lounge chair behind me, and that's where I'm going to do the big screen gaming. So I'll be 7 feet tops, maybe 6 feet from that screen. And I'm just going to immerse myself into the goodness. But I'm still waiting for that sale now. I almost dropped down this weekend and got the B9 at a really good price. But I really do want the C9. I'm a sucker for good marketing. So the way they describe like the enhancements to the AI, the newer version, the newer chip, the more RAM makes the interface snappier. And the higher peak brightness for HDR and UHD, it's just a little bit enough of future facing to be like, okay, I'll wait for the deal for the higher model. But now I've got to sit and wait for another few months, I guess, until I get a good deal.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna swap these out and move this one downstairs because I bought it primarily as like a gaming TV for the consoles anyway, and I rarely play the consoles upstairs. So I have a 40-something inch plasma that I had upstairs that I moved downstairs because of the new one, and I'm like, I think I'll put it downstairs in the man cave. Screw that. So.
Yeah, I have a 32-inch, just a cheap TV in my study, and since my wife is a teacher and she's been doing e-learning, she's kind of taken over the study and made it her office for work because the kids are still, you know, in school and she's got to prepare e-learning lessons and everything. So I've been pushed down here into the basement. So I ordered a 50-inch 4K TV, but it's nothing fancy. It's just a, Roku 50-inch TV so that when my son and I are down here, we can, you know, have that either as a second screen or to watch TV or something.
Right.
I am worried about going to OLED because this is LCD. So I actually got to research what the peak brightness is on this because I always appreciated how brilliant the picture looks on this. I really lucked out with the one with the LCD I've got here. So I'm slightly worried, but I don't know. We'll see. This thing's 5 years old now. So
yeah. My main thing that I wanted was it to be not too big and not too expensive, but have all of the FreeSync goodies that I wanted. I wanted the good response times for the consoles and all that other kind of good stuff. And these days, it's not, you can't buy like a regular 1080 set with that stuff in it. You have to go 4K. So I just went ahead and went home with the 4K.
Yeah. And to be honest, though, if you're getting the next gen console and you're going 4K, then, you know, you're right in there. You wouldn't want to go next gen console without 4K now anyways.
Yeah. I'm eagerly awaiting the PlayStation. Microsoft can. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
since we're talking about TVs, I wanted to show you guys something. Let's see if I can share my screen here with you. Yes, I can. Hopefully, this won't disconnect me. There we go. You guys can see that, right?
Yeah.
It says watch stream.
I see it.
You see it? So this little device.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
I was thinking about picking this thing up for the TV in the basement so that my son and I could both use a TV as a second monitor at the same time. What this box does is it basically takes any monitor, any TV, and you can break it up into multiple monitors. So basically it could have up to, you know, I think this one does up to four different connections, and it'll put it, you know, it'll turn it into like multiple monitors instead of just one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I might pick one of them up now then.
Yeah, Dell has a 40-something inch display that has this built in that, yeah, I guess you could use for businesses or whatnot.
That's cool.
Yeah, one of my team leads has that on her desk.
Very nice.
And she has it broke up into four 1080p corners.
And stop stream.
I didn't realize that they had like separate boxes for that though.
I didn't either. I was looking for a TV with that functionality, and before I even started searching, I said, you know what? I bet somebody's come up with a box or something that could do it, that could break the signal up, or you know, break the picture up into different sources.
I would check Mono Price. They probably would have something like that for sale. Probably at a better price too.
Yeah, this was the best priced one I could find on Amazon. I only checked Amazon, and I might have checked Newegg. Those are usually my go-tos.
Right.
Let's see. Krillin, did you get through everything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty much it. Everything else is Linux stuff. So
okay, cool. And Penguins on Proton is doing pretty good.
Yeah, I've been a little slow on the editing and capturing. I'm finally done with school, so I've been kind of taking a load off and like, I don't feel like recording anything today. I have one or two things that I need to edit, and then I can publish. But I don't know. Next weekend, I'll probably really, really get in there and start at least capturing some stuff so that I can have it on hand and then edit it at my leisure and post it up. I was originally going for, you know, having something to publish maybe twice a week. But I guess we'll just have to see how it comes out.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Man, learning DaVinci Resolve is
a lot of work.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you, the DSVK HUD one. Like when I learned how to zoom, I was like, oh shit, I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah, thank God for YouTube. Tutorials there.
Right.
And I think actually Blackmagic, which is the company that I think that's the name of the company that puts out DaVinci Resolve. They've got a lot of tutorial videos too, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So not much PC gaming news this week. It was pretty pretty light news week, but we do have a few items, newsworthy items. This is from Blues News. Star Wars Battlefront Classic, the classic 2004 Battlefront, the one that's on Steam, is going to get a multiplayer added to it. So that's pretty cool. Or actually added back to it, because I think the original game did have multiplayer, but you know, it's from 2004, probably wasn't supported. So that's cool. I have that game, I think. Pretty sure I have that game.
I'm just looking now to see if I've got it.
Pretty sure I do.
Did you say Battlefront 2 or Battlefront?
Battlefront, the classic Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront from 2004.
Okay. I have the one from the next year, Battlefront 2 in Steam.
Battlefront 2. And, of course, Call of Duty, this from WCCF Tech. Call of Duty cheaters will be match made together from now on. So they're going to start putting cheaters in games with other cheaters. I think that's awesome. Now, this only mentions Warzone. I don't know if they're doing this for multiplayer at all. They really need to do it for multiplayer. But that's awesome. That's a fitting punishment for people that want to use hacks and cheat. The servers for Call of Duty yesterday were freaking terrible. It was double XP weekend, and I don't know if they were just overloaded or there weren't enough people playing, because I couldn't get a match. It would take four times as long as it would normally take to get matched and then put into a game. It was terrible.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder how... That's a good experiment, though. I wonder if it'll make people stop cheating. But I don't know. I kind of doubt it. But right. Imagine the YouTube videos made off of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give you more volume there, Whitney. You're kind of quiet.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yep. I can turn you up over here, too. No big deal. Let's see. What's the next thing? The Division 2 update, number 9. It's going to include some exotic reconfigurable gear and talent reworks. So they're still adding to that game. I stopped playing the Division 2. I just kind of got bored with it. I wasn't getting enough exotic gear. And, I mean, as soon as you hit your level cap, there's season levels. And then you get a box of goodies every time you hit a season level. But you're still doing the same content over and over again, and I really wasn't into their manhunt stuff, so I'm kind of taking a break from the Division 2 for a while. But I really enjoyed my time in it, but I think I'm done with it for now.
Yeah, I don't think I've hit level cap in the second one. I didn't really have anyone to play with when I did have time to play, and kind of running all of that stuff on solo can be a little lonesome. So
yeah,
and then of course there's the gear drop thing, you know, and it's like I feel like I'm fighting an uphill battle by myself, so I just kind of put it down.
Yeah, Corey and I know Corey was playing it yesterday at the virtual LAN with some of the guys.
Yeah,
and I think Bubba plays it too, or at least he used to. I don't know if he still does.
Yeah, they probably do.
So we talked on the last show about the rumors of Crysis Remastered. And we've got more info on that this week from WCCF Tech, that it's not just a rumor. It's coming from a Saber executive. And it could. He also hinted that more games could follow. So I'm glad to hear that. It's not just a rumor. Looks like it's going to happen.
I'm all for remastering good old games. Geez, I was out of the tip of my tongue. What was the latest game? Final Fantasy VII. I'm not a big fan of the game, but looking at the remastered version of it, looks really slick. So they can do that with older games as well that are done well. Oh, yeah. I'll be a huge fan. I actually, in the last week, I played the original God of War. And I'm like, that needs a new makeover. And I'd play that again. But fuck QuickTime events. Just fuck QuickTime events.
Yeah, I don't like those either. Okay, so Assassin's Creed Valhalla has a trailer. Is this the next edition in the Assassin's Creed? I can't talk today for shit. Is this the next edition in the Assassin's Creed franchise?
Now, if you've seen this trailer, Literally, there is only one part of this trailer that has any semblance to any Assassin's Creed franchise games at all. Other than that, it's just another game. Like, it's crazy. So I remember playing the original Assassin's Creed and maybe even number two, but it was, you know, a stealth game, a rooftop ascension game, a parkour kind of game. Here you're playing a Viking and you're going on raiding a village and then launching war against the Saxons. You're on a battlefield. There are no rooftops. And so, yeah. Now, all that being said, it looks like a slick game. Like, yeah, I'd play it. It looks awesome. It looks well built, and the build-up's kind of cool too. But yeah, it's got the name Assassin's Creed on it, but I don't know what that has to do with the old Assassin's Creed game I used to play.
I was just saying, looking at the trailer, I don't see any connection to the Assassin's Creed franchise.
Nope, yeah. It's literally one scene, and that's all that you see.
I think the one scene he's referring to is the dude on the rock. And with you saying it looks nothing like an Assassin's Creed game, like way back when, I always preferred Prince of Persia. And you're talking about remakes. I would love a Prince of Persia remake.
Yes. You know what? I might load that one back up too.
Oh, it'd be so good. But anyway, before I sidetrack, which I kind of like. And instead of the normal eagle, there's actually a raven there to fit into the theme. And what I like is you can choose between male and female. And watching that trailer, I would actually play that game. Like, I've played Assassin's Creed. I just could never really get into it, so I stopped. And I actually have some interest in this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all cinematics right here, but it's still looking pretty slick.
The story, like the period, the place, and everything. I'm like, ooh, I'm intrigued because I love like that period in history. So I'm all
Totally.
Yeah, for me, I own every Assassin's Creed game, but if this runs on Anvil next, I'll buy it on sale. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that game engine, like real talk.
Yeah. The problem with game engines, though, this is only what I've heard. I've heard it's hard to make your money in developing a new engine.
Well, I mean, it's just like any other financial investment for a company. Look at Capcom. They finally got off the MT framework and developed their own in-house engine, and it's paying benefits. Now they have everything on RE Engine. They're remastering the Resident Evil series. It looks good as shit, and people are raving over it. So it's a chance you got to take with anything, you know?
Oh, here's the Assassin's Creed moment there.
I'm just sitting here watching my ancestors kill each other.
Oh yeah, and the blade there.
Totally yeah, the wrist blade. That's it. But yeah, you know, we'll see. You know, as with always, I'm not going to pre-order. Fuck pre-ordering. I'll wait for the reviews.
Yeah, it looks slick. Definitely keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, but like on that engine thing, it is that you got to spend money to make money. Premise, you know what I mean? So Ubisoft, like, get your act together.
It's a long-term investment, you know?
Exactly.
Now, that being said, they milk the fuck out of those game engines. Like, who developed Skyrim?
Bethesda.
Yes, they've been on the same engine for a decade and a half?
Yeah. It's been a very long time. They're another one that need to make another fucking game engine for their stuff. It's like, come on, man. Y'all making money. Like,
it's buggy as shit. Mod community usually has to be the one to fix it.
Exactly. And like, you can tell that it's not necessarily, it doesn't play well with all of this modern hardware. And it shows because of the limitations that you run into.
There was a weird physics issue with Skyrim if you ran it over 60 frames per second. So you'd have to turn on a setting in VSync to make sure you locked it at 60 frames, that it didn't go over 60 frames. Otherwise, you'd get these just bizarre physics would happen in the game. Shit would go flying across the map. You'd touch a bowl and it would start flying around the room. I mean, it was pretty wonky.
Yep.
So, Stadia. Apparently, Google Stadia gets a free tier.
Yeah,
I didn't think they were still doing that. Is that still a thing, Stadia?
Yeah, it's still out. From what I understand, like this is the free tier is the 1080p tier that you know anyone can sign up and try out, and of course you still have to buy a game or whatever. I think they're giving away something for at no cost right now, aren't they, on the free tier? I could be mistaken. Oh, I know what it was. They're giving away 2 months of Pro for anybody that hasn't. And it's either anybody or anybody that has an invite.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I can shoot out invites if anybody just wants to give this a shot. So just let me know.
How has your experience been with it lately?
Well, my internet here at the house is shit, so I don't use it a whole lot. But now that I have the new TV, I was going to try it out again. I'll probably just use the computer and the Xbox controller to see what it looks like. But I don't know. My lady just upgraded her internet in Mississippi. So when I go down there, I may give it a shot again and see what it looks like.
I have two Steam Links in the house, and I think I've used them maybe a dozen times. I should probably use them more because there are certain games that are just more conducive to a controller. And if I'm going to use a controller, I might as well sit on the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been very happy with my Steam Links. But again, that's only streaming it from one room to another.
Right, right.
Let's see what we've got next here. New Stadia Pro games. I guess this is a list of new Stadia games.
Yeah, they added like I want to say maybe 10 or so.
Looks like PUBG.
Yeah, they added PUBG for sure, but they also added like 10 other games to the list of games that are available too. Trying to see.
So three more games are headed to Pro in just a couple of days on May 1st: The Turning Test, Zombie Army 4, Dead War, and Steam World Hype are ready to claim. That's 12 games available to claim in May.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, I'm glad because I'm scanning it, but I'm scanning it from top to bottom and hadn't gotten there yet. That and I can't see shit.
That's what it was. Some EA games are coming to Stadia, like Jedi Fallen Order, and I want to say some of the EA Sports games as well. So,
well, that's cool. I know EA's done with the exclusive store thing.
Yeah, and from what I understand, like some studios told GeForce Now to go screw itself, and was like, "Yeah, we're not screwing with you guys." This was fairly recent too. It was like 5 or 6 studios, wasn't it?
Yeah. Every time you turn around, it seems like somebody else is pulling out of NVIDIA.
Sad to see that because it was well reviewed. Like it was very usable. So,
yeah,
I would not be surprised that there's probably some contractual stuff that the studios was like, screw you guys. Either now that you're live, this has to be adjusted. And NVIDIA was like, no, because they can be that arrogant. And it was like, well, we'll just pull everything. Because there's way too many studios saying, now we're good, for it to not be something along those lines. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this also from Blues News, our next article here. Epic has announced it's requiring 2-factor authentication, even for its freebie games.
Yeah. This is their attempt to kind of bolster the security on their store as far as like accounts getting hacked or taken over and whatnot. I mean, it's kind of a smart move, but it's also kind of a dick move, which we're used to from those guys, but it is what it is, I guess.
I wonder too, if it's got to be SMS 2FA. I'm thinking it's probably not an authenticator app.
I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I haven't turned mine on yet, but I can sign up now because I'm hoping it's authenticator app. Because I'd rather not have.
I can see them trying to cut down on someone who has multiple accounts. If you can only link one phone number to one account, and then if that account gets banned, then you can't use that phone number anymore for that account.
Right.
Yeah, but let's be honest anyways. You should be using 2MFA now anyways.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You should for everything that you possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tomorrow is love it or hate it. But because some people hate that May the 4th is Star Wars Day. They hate the May the 4th be with you. Other people love it. Here at my house, we love it. So we are going to marathon some Star Wars movies tomorrow and make Wookiee cookies. Is there anything that that you guys do about May the 4th or do for May the 4th?
Not in particular. I did hit the Origin store sale and snapped up, Battlefront 2 for like $6 just so I can play that single player campaign again.
Nice. It's that low? I'm going to have to go pick it up too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that single player is definitely worth it. I want
that's
more of that, please.
That's the Battlefront? Oh, no, that's the more recent Battlefront.
Mm-hmm. 2.
Yeah, I've got that. Never loaded it up yet.
Oh, the game, the story from the campaign. Short. I wouldn't say it's short. It's not. It's just shy of being short, but it's a really good story. Really awesome story, and it's very well done.
Looks like I've only got the first one.
Yeah, I would recommend if it's that cheap on Origin, picking it up just for the campaign. It's totally worth it. So I'm the only one that celebrates Star Wars Day here.
Yep. No, I like it, but sorry.
No, go.
I'll probably, I don't know, maybe throw on a movie, but I'm not going to go out of my way. I like the memes, of course.
Yeah. I love the memes.
I like the idea. I'm not against May the 4th. But I do Star Wars all the time anyways. Like, I'm still working my way through the Clone Wars series, trying to get through so I can finally watch. And so far, I've managed to avoid all spoilers. I'm trying to get to the final seventh season of it. And I wanted to do the refresher. So I'm just working through that same way I've always been over the past couple months. So I'll keep doing that tomorrow.
So we know what you're streaming. What's everybody else streaming this week?
Westworld tonight, the finale.
Oh boy, and then you're done?
That's it for the season.
And you're going to have to find something else.
I know, I'm sad.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be, I'm going to try to bang through as much as The Wire tonight as I can, which is probably going to be maybe 3 more episodes. And then I'll be maybe halfway through the last season. But I haven't picked out anything next.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the fourth season of The Good Place to hit Netflix. I think it might be on demand, though. I forgot to check for you because I have UVerse and they have a lot of on-demand stuff on there.
Yeah. Don't forget that some of HBO's older shows are free to watch on a lot of the streaming platforms, which is why I'm watching The Wire over again right now.
Or just VPN that crap and come on up to Canada.
Canada. Yeah.
Come over to the light side.
The light side. That's because it's got more snow.
That's right.
I after The Good Place, we're going to be looking for something new to stream. I know Lucifer Season 5 should be coming out very soon. We're looking forward to that. But I definitely am going to need something else between then and now. And it's like you always say, it's analysis paralysis. I open up the Netflix menu and there's just so much on there. I'm like, I don't know what I should try or, you know, what do I want to put my time into? I was thinking of trying Ozark because I haven't seen that.
Ozark's good.
Is it?
Yeah, I've heard good things.
I haven't seen 3 yet, but Ozark's really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I saw maybe the first one or two episodes, and I was like, "Damn, they come out the gate swinging on that one." So yeah, I mean, there is no slow ramp up.
Oh, good, so, good. Yeah. That's what I need, because otherwise, I fall asleep or I start, you know, take the phone out and start messing around on the phone or the laptop, and then before you know it, I'm not paying attention anymore.
Right, right, right.
Watch Archer.
Oh, I love Archer. Yeah.
It's so much better the second or third time around now. I am just busting a gut at that. I really wish my wife would watch it with me. I really do, but she's, what is she? Oh, she's rewatching Psych. I love that show too. But.
That's one of the nice things about having my wife is an Archer fan is I can say something like phrasing and she knows what I'm talking about, you know?
Lana, Lana, Lana,
Lana. yeah, so that's pretty much all we got for this week. Like I said, if you're bored and you want to play games with us, you should definitely check out our Discord. There's always something going on in there. If we're not playing a game, we're talking about games. No emails, and there was something else, but I can't remember. Yeah, if I remember, I'll tag it on to the end. So with that, you guys got anything before we get out of here?
No, we good.
No.
You good? Good. So with that, the AFK Podcast is a production of the 10-6 Gaming Community. You can find the AFK Podcast at theafkpodcast.net. There you'll find links to our Steam group and more. Like I said, join our Discord for more PC gaming and hardware discussion. So for me, for Curlin, for Logan, and for Whitney, we'll see you next week. That's right. That's what I wanted to talk about. We're back to a weekly schedule. So we will see you next Sunday.
All right, all right.
Yay!